Timor-Leste revokes all online gambling licenses. The government of Timor-Leste has revoked all existing licenses for online gambling and betting, putting an end to a short-lived push into the sector. The resolution, approved on October 1, 2025, also stops any applications for new permits. Officials will work with security forces to carry out the order and check for compliance. This move reverses plans that started earlier this year. In April 2025, the country issued its first offshore gaming license to Golden River Universe, a unit of the international operator GD Lotto. The initiative aimed to bring in jobs and grow the digital economy in a nation where 70% of people are under 30 and many young workers need opportunities. Roots in criminal concerns. The decision ties directly to rising worries about crime in the Ekis Enclave, a special zone on the Indonesian border. In September 2025, police arrested 10 people there for illegal gambling and computer fraud. A United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime report from September 11 warned that criminal groups had set up in the area, using fake investments to hide scams and fraud. The report pointed to links with groups like China's 14K Triad, known for gambling rackets and money laundering. It describes setups much like those in Cambodia and the Philippines, where online operations turned into scam centers that trap workers and launder cash through local shops. Raids found tools like satellite internet and SIM cards in a hotel, pointing to cross-border schemes. These groups often pull in people from abroad with job promises, only to force them into fraud work. The UNODC called the shift to places like Timor-Leste a sign that criminals chase spots with fewer checks. A sudden shift from economic hopes. Timor-Leste had seen online gambling as a way to build up the economy, especially in job creation. The Virtual Gaming Association pushed for rules like those in Malta, with licenses for operators and suppliers set to start in mid-2025. Deals with firms like Soft Swiss brought plans for 120 jobs in call centers in the capital, Dili. However, with the new directive, the government claims to be putting safety first instead of potential opportunities. The resolution lists risks to national security, public order, and the economy as key reasons. Officials fear the problems could grow as the country joins ASEAN this month, which might ease travel for criminals across borders. Prime Minister Zanana Gusmão's office said the ban protects the nation's standing abroad and stops fake businesses from taking root. What comes next for operators in the region? The ban leaves licensed firms like Golden River Universe in the lurch, with no clear path for refunds or appeals. It could push operators to look elsewhere in Southeast Asia, though many neighbors like the Philippines have cracked down too. For Timor-Leste, the focus turns to other digital growth areas, like IT services, without the associates' risks that comes with online gambling. ASEAN's edition of Timor-Leste on October 10 brings new ties but also tests for shared crime fights. The bloc has pledged more work on illegal online gambling, as seen in a January 2025 meeting where ministers agreed to team up against cyber threats.